Growing up, when my mom wanted us to know she'd be back soon, she'd say, "I'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail." Waiting for her to get back, my sisters and I would get as many shenanigans in as possible. I mean, because really, what does that even mean? Lamb's tails? Shaking? We had no idea. I suppose she just wanted us to be ready for her to come back at any moment and to not get too worried or too rowdy. 2 weeks ago, we were celebrating Jesus' resurrection. After his resurrection, Jesus told his disciples to stay in Jerusalem and to wait for the promise of the Father. He reminded them that John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. How many days? Well, it had been about 40 since Jesus had risen. He'd appeared to over 500 witnesses, performed miracles, and confirmed the greatest miracle of all, his resurrection. Now he's getting ready to say goodbye, and he has this important mission awaiting them. But before the Holy Spirit would come, there would be 10 days of waiting. I wonder if some of them got antsy. I wonder if doubt set in. And I wonder if you have doubts of your own. On the one hand, you know that Christ has risen. He's risen indeed, we just announced 2 weeks ago. But you're antsy and wondering what's next. You're waiting. Good. Wait. Trust. God does have a promise to fulfill for you, but wait and hope. Christ asks us to wait so that he can use us, heal us, and change the world, just like the disciples were only days away from experiencing. When we wait and hope, he brings us to a fulfillment much greater than we have experienced before. Psalm 33 reminds us, "We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name." For my sisters and I, it was two shakes of a lamb's tail to wait for mom to come back. For the disciples, it would be 10 days until they received the Holy Spirit. For you, right now, you have it all. Jesus has risen. The Holy Spirit has come. Wait. Trust God. Around the corner are tongues of fire.